A recording by Grinning Pup and Argyle.
Still, my sweet. It is only I. I received word that your husband rides upon the morrow, and I would steal one last moment with you afore we must closet our love. Allow me in. We take too great a risk being seen upon your balcony. I have no wish to be pierced through the heart by an arrow, unless it be Cupid's. I beseech you, once more, to cast off the chains of forced marriage and be resolute with my devotion. We could go tonight, and be the other side of the world in the beat of a hummingbird's wing. I know, you have your son. We can take him with us. Raise him not as a calfling bull, but as a lamb in our own image. Think of the lives we would spare, the carnage we would prevent. No, too soon. I relent. My passion for you knows no bounds, and my desire does not temper patience. I would, my prince, but steal a humble kiss to bury my passion. Wouldst thou do me the gracious honor of sealing your mouth with mine? Your lips are as catching as an ember to kindling. You are making me burn, my beloved. Your husband is not here till morrow. Would you lie with me once more? I must away. The message was wrong. He is here tonight. Defy you, stars. I must be gone or perish. I can't kill him. I haven't got my sword. If he does not end me, his guards will. I must go. Goodbye, sweet prince.
What is this? Torches still ablaze and my beloved boy wife not abed? Little prince, you must keep your rest. Our son will no doubt wake at dawn, and you, and only you, must tend to him. It is far too cold for an open window, sweet thing. I will close it for you. I have travelled many leagues to see you this night. The gods were with us and our horses were swift and true. It was as if the very wind knew of my intent to lay upon my bed once more and cradle my beloved after many weary hours of blood and stone. You are out of sorts, little one. There is no warmth in you this night. Is that sweat I see painting your brow? Are you afeared? Why? I have returned. It is a glad night. Your protector is here and nothing will harm you. Come. I crave your gentle embrace, little one. Your softness will be a welcome comfort. There. I have missed you, sweet prince. The nights are long and I have spent many hours dreaming of you wrapped in passion. The battles we have fought have done naught but lingered my desires as a stepdame, and the moon like to a silver bow new bent in heaven is a cold companion next to you. Would you were with me, my prince, as you were before we took this great stronghold, to comfort me. You remember those nights of heady passion? Does my grip upon your waist cast your mind back? How I would mount you under the stars for the day of bloody slaughter. How I would take you even seated upon my stallion as our enemies quailed in fear of our might. Those days still enamour me of you. Does my prince with fire in his belly feel how strong it grows even now? Your husband king needs you this night, sweet prince. You taste different, little prince. My cooks, have they been feeding you well? No matter. Lay you back. Spread yourself. Show me that which I have longed for. Do not tease me, my prince. Open your legs. There you are. Standing rigid and to attention. It has missed me. Has your cock missed me, boy? Your body hides no secrets, little prince. I wish to feel your strong thighs against me. It is you I hunger for. Does my strong mouth against your tenderness make you thrill, little prince? Do my brutish fingers against your delicate thighs, do they make your hair stand on end? Oh, I have longed to claim what is mine. And you are mine, little prince. Here, a finger to warm your heart. Many nights have passed since I last entered, and I wonder whether it still remembers me. There we go. Yes. Does my beard tickle you, Prince? You are shy tonight. But I will break you. As the waves across the shore, I will break you. Do you not fight it? My finger will go inside you, whether you like it or not. There. There we are. Yes. Oh, my big thumb. Yes. You see even now how it relaxes. But a finger and a mouthful will not do. Ready yourself, Prince. You know what I want. Position yourself at the foot of the bed. Your rear facing me. That's it. Keep those legs spread. Good boy. I will take you as a dog, mate. This, I have heard, is easier for you. You like feeling my thickness rub against you, little prince. Oh, just seeing my lengthy cock rest against the small of your back. Oh, I cannot wait to be inside you once more. Open up for me. That's it. Just breathe, little prince. Just breathe. There. You've got it. There. Ah. Oh. Oh, you are so tight. Oh. I should leave for battle more often. If it leaves you tighter than a virgin. Oh. Oh. Breathe. Nearly there. I will not stop. I am the bull. I do not stop for anyone. There. You have done well, little prince. That's it. Feel my length. Accustom yourself. Does my hand against your belly make you feel good? Yes. Yes. Now, little prince. Now that I have you skewered, I have a present for you.
Guards.
Perhaps you recognize this man, my prince. We saw him climb into this very chamber as we arrived, and thinking him an assassin, my men rushed to your rescue.
It's not what you think.
Silence, the dog! Do not squirm away from me, boy. I am the bull. I am your husband. I have gifted you a fine son, riches beyond imagining, and you repay me with stolen love. I should destroy you both. But that would make me a monster. As this cur, a trusted man of my brotherhood, so eloquently put, I do not hold your weakness against you, my love. But I will not be made a liar. I am hurt beyond imagining. I will not kill him. Though every fibre of my being wills me to. I prove to you, sweet prince, that I am more than just a warlord, a barbarian whose only goal is to conquer. Please, show me that you are sorry. Show me and him who you truly love, and I will forgive you. Even now, buried deep inside you, I feel my heart grow for you. I would remind you, with our bodies joined together, what we have made. You must try harder, Prince. That's it. I love you with every fiber of my being. I love you. And though my heart aches, I know you love me. Show me you love me. Press yourself against me. Impale yourself. Forgive you if you tell me that you are mine. I love you. Oh. Yes. 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 Does that feel good? Yes. With my thickness filling you up. Fuck yourself. Strike your guard. I will show you how much affection I have for you. Yes.
is it, little prince? That's it. Yes, that's it. Yes. I love you. I love you so much. Come for me. Come for me. That's it. I wish to feel your hole clamp down on me as you climax. Yes. Yes. Come for me. Yes. And that is why I love you. Thank you, sweet prince. I could lie here for eternity and fill you over and over again until the night goes dark of its sphere. But I must ask one final thing of you. I have been robbed of my dignity and must claim it back. I promised you that I would not kill him, and to that I will be true. No, sweet, unfaithful prince. That is a deed I leave to you. Here, I will gift you my blade and leave the room. If you love me as you say you do, you will end his life, and in so doing, betroth yourself to me. I will visit you again in the morning. My men will stay here with you to ensure you do not act foolishly. Make the right choice, Prince. Show me the fire you had when we first met. Good night. The Warlord's Bride, Chapter 3. Spoken by Grinning Pup and Argyle.